U.S. warplanes bombed suspected al-Qaeda and Taliban hideouts in eastern Afghanistan today, while U.S. special forces searched for followers of Osama bin Laden. As military operations continue, Afghanistan's interim government is busy planning the reconstruction of the war-torn nation. Among the key challenges facing Prime Minister Hamid Karzai are establishing security in Afghanistan and reconstructing the country's economy. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Kabul. Mike, what is Hamid Karzai doing to reestablish security there?
Well, the situation is this. Karzai became the chairman of the interim administration in late December. And just this past week, he asked that all the militia and all the warlords and all the gunmen that have been in Kabul since the Taliban fell leave it in 3 days. That deadline expired on Friday night, and the streets were noticeably free of gunmen over the weekend. It was possible to see some men with guns walking the streets or in pickup trucks, but most of them had disappeared. The question is, where did they go? Did they leave the city as the Bonn Agreement on establishing an interim administration here requires, or did they simply go home or to barracks in Kabul? I met with Hamid Karzai today, and he said no, they've not all left Kabul, they're just not as much in evidence. So the security situation, although better, is still a problem for Karzai.
Well, after so many years of war, how hard will it be to rebuild the nation's economy and infrastructure?
It will be enormously difficult to rebuild Afghanistan. This has been 23 years of war, and it has devastated the country. The city, portions of the city of Kabul have been devastated. And the war also broke a sense of unity of the country that existed tenuously before the war started. One of the ministries here is now estimating that it could take $45 billion over the next 10 years to begin the reconstruction of Afghanistan. When you come here and you look around, you don't know how they could even begin. And the problem for Karzai initially is just to get a few million dollars. Essentially, he's running an administration that has no money at all, to begin to put police on the streets and actually pay them salaries, to begin to reestablish schools and pay teachers salaries, so that people, the power centers, the various governors and elders in villages and regions see that his administration can at least deliver something. And he's got to do that quickly. He's only got 6 months before a big grand council begins to discuss the fate of Afghanistan after that.
Well, how much does the country's future depend on his ability to hold all these disparate Afghan groups together?
I think you could say that the country's future largely depends on it at this point. If in the next 6 months, Karzai can actually do something, be recognized as moving the country forward and starting a process that could ultimately lead not necessarily to democratization, but to the people of Afghanistan being able to choose what kind of government they will have, then the country could hold together. But there are so many centrifugal forces, so many warlords and people with guns, that the forces against that seem overwhelming at this point.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Kabul. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.